for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.
This is a tape of the music taken from the Midwinter Family Camp Meeting held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campground from Christmas to New Year's.
Together in prayer while the Lord is honoring our song, I believe, and just honoring our worship. We thank Him for the Holy Spirit tonight, Father. Once again, we acknowledge with great thanksgiving in Jesus' name the outpouring of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
We're so privileged and so blessed once again to be gathered together in this chapel house and to realize again the faithfulness of the Lord, the blessing of the Holy Spirit, our blessed comforter, the earnest of our inheritance, the down payment that God has given to us as a surety that the promises promised can be ours through the Lord Jesus Christ. What a wonderful blessing. We thank you for it, Lord. We thank you also for the power that you place in our lives by the Holy Ghost. We thank you've given us ability in God to be able to pull down strongholds, to be able to undo the works of darkness, to preach the gospel of salvation, to minister to the needs of folks in Jesus' name. We thank you for the gifts of the Spirit, for the ability in God to speak in other languages and to interpret those languages. We thank you also for the ability to prophesy what the word of the Lord is, for the ability you've given us, and the gifts of faith, and the gifts of miracles, and the gifts of healing. We thank you also for the revelation knowledge, and the gift of the word of wisdom, and the gift of the word of knowledge, and the gift of discerning of spirits, and for all that you've done within the church, for the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. We give you praise. We thank you for the church. We thank you, Lord, for the body of Christ, for the gathering together of the elect of God into one place, to worship the Lord and to enjoy the fellowship of each other. We bless you for this. It's a wonderful thing. We bless you for this place. We thank you for your Camp Lake Hamilton. We thank you for these grounds. And we ask you once again to sanctify these grounds and to hallow these grounds for your holy use and purposes, that as folks step upon these campgrounds, they will know that they're in a place that the Lord has separated for His work and for His purpose in the closing of this age, that deliverance and miracles and salvation and blessing and the baptism with the Holy Spirit and all these wonderful things will occur on these grounds. The word will go out far and near, but the Lord is blessing here in this place. We thank you for our host for these meetings. We thank you, Brother Miller. We ask you to bless Brother Miller in a great and tremendous way. We thank you for his sacrifice and for his love. We thank you for the many hours he puts in, the prayers he prays to make services like this to become a reality for the glory of God. We bless him for these services. We bless Irma. We bless the entire ministry of Sister Miller. We thank you, Lord, for the prayers and for the faithfulness and for the love and for the generosity and for all the many duties that's performed to make this a reality. We bless you for this. We bless you for these musicians. We bless each one now. They have been such a blessing to us. We bless them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We bless the singers and the guitar players and the piano players and organ players and flute players and all the folks that have played and the clarinet and the horns. And what a blessing we have found ourselves in, Lord. to be a partaker of so much, such an abundance that you poured out upon us these past several days. You've given us everything, from teaching and prayer and preaching and ministering and singing and music and love and fellowship. We are just blessed beyond measure. And we're so very grateful to you, Lord. We just love you and bless you back for all that you've done. We thank you, Lord, tonight again for the reality of our salvation. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ, for the Word of God, for the hope that lieth within us. We thank you that you're not finished changing us from glory into glory into glory into glory. We bless you for this. We thank you for this. We love you for this. We bless you for all the wonderful staff in the kitchen area and the tremendous food and the fellowship we've had. We bless you for those folks who take care of the tapes and take care of the sound and all the folks moving behind the scenes, take care of the bedding and the rooms and the cleaning. You have just put us in a place of tremendous blessing. We've been ministered to so completely. We thank you for it. We bless you for it. We bless the service tonight in Jesus' name. We bless Brother Paris. We bless him collectively. We bless him with the anointing. We loose upon the anointing of the Holy Ghost. We loose upon the spirit of revelation and knowledge that as he comes to do what you have called him to do, he'll do so with freedom and liberty and conviction and power. And through him, convey to us your word and your ministry that you have for us this night. This we pray in the name and for the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. We bless you for each person here on the campground. We bless you for every brother, every sister. And we've had the privilege to exchange a glance or a word or a song or a testimony or a message for the way in which you've served us through each other. We bless you, Lord. We bless each one of them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of a living God. We pray tonight, now that as we proceed on in this service, that you'll continue to visit with us, continue to pour out your spirit. Help us through our preaching and through our ministry of song to magnify the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Use this place here in Arkansas, this patch of ground, as a place where the message of the gospel and the praises of God can come forth unto you. This we say in the name and for the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. And everybody who agreed said amen. Brother Noah said I could have one song, and I want to take one song. Actually, said I could have a song, I'm going to take one. That's a little faster one. You need to clap your hands with it. And I hope you know it, brother. You know so many songs. The musicians here know so many songs. It's such a joy to be with them and to fellowship with them. This one says, I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I'm born of the Holy Ghost, I am. How many knows it? Can I see your hands? We have to get started. Let's get it started. Another folks can join. And it's really simple. It's a real up song. You'll enjoy it. Let's praise God together. If you have a tambourine, why don't you bang it? If you have hands, clap them. And let's just praise the Lord. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb.
I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Born of the Holy Ghost I am. All my sins are washed away. I've been redeemed.
Sing it again. That's real good.
I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Born of the Holy Ghost I am. All my sins are washed away. I've been redeemed. And that's not all. There's more besides. And that's not all. There's more besides. And that's not all. I've been through the water and I've been baptized. All my sins are washed away. I've been redeemed.
Here, one more.
Now I'm so glad. That the devil's mad. Yeah, I'm so glad. That the devil is mad. Well, I'm so glad that the devil's mad. Lost another soul that he thought he had. All my sins are washed away.
You got it. Come on and sing it now.
I've been redeemed.
I've been redeemed
by the blood of the Lamb.
By the blood of the Lamb.
I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Lord of the Holy Ghost, I am. All my sins are washed away. I've been redeemed. And that's not all.
And that's not all.
There's more besides.
There's more besides.
And that's not all. There's more besides. And that's not all there's for besides. I've been through the water and I've been baptized. All my sins are washed away. I've been redeemed.
Hallelujah. You know, I'm so glad.
And I'm so glad.
And the devil's so mad.
Well, I'm so glad that the devil is mad. Well, I'm so glad that the devil's mad. but the soul that he thought he had, all my sins are washed away.
One more time, everybody now.
I've been redeemed
by the blood of the Lamb.
By the blood of the Lamb, I've been redeemed by the blood of the
with those high praises of God in our mouth and the two-edged sword in our hand, we will march right up to the victory, right into Canaan's land. You got it? With those high praises of God in our mouth
and the two-edged sword in our hand.
Listen to what you're singing.
We will march right on to the victory, right into Canaan's land. It's with those high praises of God in our mouth and the two-edged sword in our hand.
Glory.
We will march right on to the victor's side, right into Canaan's land. Praise be the Lord always. Praise be the Lord always. Praise be the Lord down in your heart. Praise ye the Lord down in your heart always. Praise ye the Lord always. Praise ye the Lord down in your heart. Praise ye the Lord down in your heart always.
With the high praises,
with those high praises of God in our mouth and the two-edged sword. We will march right on to the victor's side, right into Canaan's land. Praise ye the Lord always. Praise ye the Lord always. Praise ye the Lord down in your heart. Praise ye the Lord down in your heart always. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we have the victory.
Y'all all know this one.
In the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus, Satan, you have to flee. When we stand in the name of Jesus, tell me who can stand before us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we have the victory.
A scripture yesterday in Isaiah in the 14th chapter, and they're going to look down, we're going to look down at the end of the age and see him in his true condition and say, is this the wimp that deceived the nations? This little scum? Is this the one who caused all the problems? Is this the one who stole our children? Is this the one who brought us into drug abuse and pornography? Is this the one who's crippled the church? This little snake can't do anything. He can't do anything but lie. And we're going to take authority over them this morning. Let's sing that again. And when we do, you tell him. You tell him who you are and who he is. You tell him to get out, amen. Take him, pack up his weapons and go. He's not got any authority in this place. He's not got any authority in our homes. He's not got any authority in our children. He's not got any authority in anything we're doing. Glory.
I command you, Satan, in the name of the Lord, pack up your weapons and flee. For the Lord has given me authority to stomp all over this. For I command you, Satan, in the name of the Lord, pack up your weapons and flee.
Look ahead and forget all your games.
in the morning fresh and bright. Let me walk with God in the starry night. Oh, let me walk with God. He will guide me right while I live. Let me walk with God. Oh, let me walk with God in the morning fresh and bright. Let me walk with God in the starry night. Oh, let me walk with God. He will guide me right while I live. Let me walk with God.
Well, Jesus is the sweetest name I know, and he's just the same as his lovely name. That's the reason why I love him so. And yes, my Jesus is the sweetest name I know.
Arise and shine, for the glory of the Lord is upon you. Arise and shine, for the glory of the Lord is upon you. Take no thought for the things of this world all around you. Arise and shine, for the glory of the Lord.
It's your attitude. enemy will use anything to distract.
I'm going to worship the Lord. Unto the Lord. we fell to stand, we're going to sing How God Reigns. This is one of my favorite songs, because God reigns. Hallelujah. He reigns in my heart, He reigns in your heart, and He reigns over this world. And all the principalities and powers are going to have to bow one of these days. Hallelujah. How lovely are the mountains of the sea of death that bring good news. Good news announcing to me. Because of Calvary because of the blood that Jesus shed for us that we're here today.
Presence of the Lord. When the Lord is present, you know it. And I tell you, you can't hardly ever come into this place, I don't care day or night, and begin to pray that you don't feel the presence of the Lord here. And I come in here and I never just I visit with you some, but in the morning I come in here to pray. And I come in and I'm like Bob. I don't do much sitting down and kneeling. I walk and I walk and I walk and I walk. And I never get tired of walking. I don't get tired of praying. Praise the Lord. This afternoon, we had a session in here with the fellows. And then we began to pray. And it was an unusual time. I've just never experienced a session just like we had this afternoon. It was different. So, the Lord's not in a box, you know. He's able to do different ways. And the Lord brought deliverances to us to help erase, give us new minds and thinkings and things, you know, that shouldn't be there. Amen. Shouldn't be in any of us after we come to the Lord. But sorry to say, it is. And we have to get it washed out, cleansed, removed, so that the Lord can dwell there. That's why I love that one little course, and I always get it backwards. But anyway, to me, it's washed my mind. But that's how faint my mind. Okay. Yeah, I sing it, wash my mind. That's the way I sing it. We need our subconscious washed so that that recall of that trash over the years is removed out of there, and it doesn't torment us and bother us, or it doesn't drive us to get involved in things and places and all that we shouldn't because of Satan's hold on us in the past. And it's good to wash our minds, to erase out. In the computer business, why, you erase the disk or the tape. You clean it off. And you start afresh. And that's what we want to do in the Lord. We want that trash washed out. The things that have come in and that we've got involved in, the things that hold us and bind us, that drive us, that make us think that we are just that away, and it isn't really so at all. But as we search and seek and desire the things of the Lord, we're becoming holier and holier and holier. And Lord, help that to be our desire from the very bottom of our soul, with the help of our spirit, to become holy, 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 holy before the Lord. It's a solemn thing to fall into the hands of an angry God. Say, God doesn't get angry. Oh, yes, he does. After a time. Why do you think he says that he's got a battle axe? Why does he need a battle axe? He says that he'll make us his battle axes. And it's an awesome thing to fall into the judgments of God. But God's judgments are just as sure as his mercies. This isn't taught very much, and it really isn't believed amongst Christian people. It is not believed. But God's judgment is exactly the same as his love. The scale is absolutely straight. And one side is love, and one side is judgment. And one does not outweigh the other. They are identical. And those who say that they're Christians and they believe in the Lord, they need to understand the fear and the judgment of the Lord. Because it's an awesome thing. And especially when we know and then do different. It's bad enough for those who've never heard. But to those who know and then do different. God says, for every blessing, there's a curse. Just as plain as day. They stood on Mount Ebal and on... And one side said a blessing, and the other side said a curse. And they weighed exactly the same. For every blessing, there was a curse. And when we disobey the laws of God, we come against that which we know, and know that is God's law, and when we disobey it, we immediately come under the curse. And the only way we get out from under it is when we repent and turn around and do different. Don't do any good to repent unless you do different. You have to turn around and do different. It's a solemn thing for every one of us to realize that the judgment of God is just as sure as his mercy. It's up to us. We have the ability to receive his mercy and grace or his judgment. And I want his grace and mercy. I want his grace and mercy. I want to walk in everything that I know. And I'm not satisfied with what I know. I want to know more. So I can walk yet closer, more holy before the Lord. I want to know the word of the Lord. I want it hid in my heart so that it bothers me if I turn a little bit to the right or the left. So that it pricks me and I feel condemnation in my spirit. And then when I feel it, I want to say, Lord, forgive me, and I want to step back over there quick and walk in the ways of the Lord. And I pray that every one of us desires that, and that you want to know the word of the Lord. You want to understand it and then to walk in it so that we can be and will be that light before men that we are called to be. We are called to be a light before every single person that we come before. And when we disobey the word of the Lord and we walk contrary to that light, we are a blasphemy to God. Just plain as it is, we're a blasphemy to God. Because we are saying that that the Lord is one thing and we're contradicting it by our very action. Well, praise the Lord.
Jeremiah 51:20 tells us what? We are his battle axe. Psalm 149, the high praises of God are in our mouth, two-edged swords in our hand. You execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishment upon the people. You bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron. You execute upon them the judgment written, dishonor hath all his saints. Praise ye the Lord.
We will bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron. This privilege have all the same. We will find.
preaching to you, honey, yeah. When I gaze into your lovely face, when all things that surround me become shadows in the light of you. Joy of reaching your heart, when my will becomes enthroned in your love, when all things that surround me become shadows in the light of you.
Thank you. king in what you hear. Let me be your slave.
I'm not a child anymore.
you, Jesus.
For thus saith the High and the Lofty One, in my Father's house there are many dwellings. Have I not told you? And have I not cried unto you and longed after you with an everlasting love? Has my heart not even burned just to have you come into my presence? Oh, my beloved, lift up your head, lift up your eyes, lift up your voices, lift up your hands and your hearts and come nigh unto me, saith the Lord. For I long to fellowship and to commune with you in the secret place. I long to draw you even unto myself, for I've loved you with an everlasting love, and I've watched over you. I've watched over you. I've watched over you with jealousy, saith the Lord thy God, for I keep you. I have watched over you, and I keep you. But, my beloved, lift up your heart, lift up your eyes, lift up your hands, and come near unto me, saith the Lord, for I desire to be near you, saith the Lord thy beloved.
Take me higher as I travel, make my feet like I'm the of a journey. Don't let me miss our humble, let me soar as eagle. Take me hard, show me Jesus the way. Take me higher, blessed Savior, take me higher as my trouble make my feet like thine feet as I journey. Don't let me slip, but stumble, let me soar as an eagle. Take me higher, show me Jesus all the way.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise your name.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. You know, I did a study of every Hebrew word in the Bible one time for praise. And guess what wasn't any of them? Sitting. Standing was all right. Laying prostrate in the floor. Jumping, shouting, spinning wildly. I even found rolling one time. But I never found sitting. Know ye not, know ye not, ye are the temple. Know ye not, know ye not, ye are the temple. Know ye not, know ye not, ye are the temple. Ye are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Full of praise, full of power, full of glory. Praise, power, and glory. Full of power, full of glory. Full of praise, full of power, full of glory. Ye are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I am the temple. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I am the temple. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I am the temple. I am the temple of the Holy Ghost. I'm full of praise, full of power, full of glory. Full of praise, full of power, full of glory. I'm full of praise, full of power, full of glory. I am the temple of the Holy Ghost. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I am the temple. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I am the temple. Oh, yes, I am. Yes, I am. I am the temple. I am the temple of the Holy Ghost. I'm full of praise, full of power, full of glory. Full of praise, full of power, full of glory. Full of praise, full of power, full of glory. I am the temple of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah! Glory! Glory! There is no fear in the perfect love of God. There is no fear in the perfect love of God. Because the love of Jesus, the love of Jesus takes away all the fear from my heart. There is no doubt, there is no doubt. In the perfect love of God, there is no doubt. In the perfect love of God, because the love of Jesus, the love of Jesus takes away all the doubt from my heart. There is no fear, there is no fear. In the perfect love of God, there is no fear. In the perfect love of God, because the love of Jesus, the love of Jesus takes away all the fear from my heart. Our Lord God, thou hast made the heavens and the earth by thy great power. Our Lord God, thou hast made the heavens and the earth by thine outstretched arm. Nothing is too difficult, nothing is too difficult for thee. Nothing is too difficult for thee. Oh, great and mighty God, great in counsel and mighty indeed. Nothing, nothing, absolutely nothing, nothing is too difficult for thee. Glory, praise you, Jesus. Father, I thank you this morning. Nothing's too hard. Nothing's too hard. Nothing's too hard for you. You're the mighty God, the King of all kings, the Lord of all glory. Lord, you are he that liveth and was dead, but behold, you're alive forevermore. We thank you that you're the mighty King, the mighty King, the mighty King. We thank you for it, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory. Hallelujah. 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 Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Is there anything too hard for me? Is there anything too hard for me? Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There's nothing too hard for you. Holy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Worthy. And worship and adore. Worthy, oh, worthy are you, Lord. Worthy to be thanked and praised and worship and adore. And adore you, you make your glory known, singing hallelujah, glory to the King, you're more than a conqueror, you're Lord of
the Lord is marching on. sound of the army of the Lord.
www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.